to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Sorry, I thought I was going to play another song there, but I got to stay to the clock.
Talk to the people.
It's called an audible.
Talk to the people. Got,
Hot route.
Yep.
Omaha.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you are getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Trisha is from Whitman, I believe, and doing a race at Fenway Park. What is it you're doing?
Good morning. I am doing the Spartan race tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Ooh, girl, I did that once. Ooh, them sandbags up and down the bleachers was not fun.
Oh, yeah. They are hard. No, I did it before, too, last year. There's a group of us from my gym doing it. We're doing it in memory of our the owner of our gym who passed away last year.
Oh.
Got a big group going, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, a big aru to you.
A big what?
Thank you.
That's what they scream at the Spartan race. Oh.
What does the Spartan race entail? I heard there's sandbags. Like, what kind of stuff are you doing at Fenway?
Army training.
A lot of
army training, sir.
Yeah.
Climbing,
a lot of
ropes,
running,
up and down,
climbing.
Ducking.
Yep.
Now let's go back to your. What is the name of your gym, and who is the gentleman that passed away? Why don't we acknowledge them real quick?
It's Club X Gym in East Bridgewater. Awesome gym family, and Mark Pellegrini, the former owner who passed away last May. His daughter, Linda, runs the gym now, and she's amazing, and got a group together, and we're all going to run it in his memory. We have shirts made up with his name on it, and it's just a great way to remember him.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is great. He must have been a pretty good guy.
It is awesome.
You are all getting
He was
together.
An awesome guy. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Have fun. Yep.
Thank you. You
don't forget to stretch first.
I'm pretty sure they remember that, Dan. They're not us.
You don't know. Some people forget things.
Our favorite Kennedy, guess who's here?
Ooh.
Harry the Puppeteer.
Oh, hello, friend.
Good morning, friends. What's up?
Not too much. You got some shows this weekend?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Gore Place in Waltham at 11 tomorrow. And I just made a new puppet, and I don't think it came out too bad. It's going to be fun.
I get it.
It's a sheep.
Thanks for that. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline at 10:30 in the morning for a family fun show. We have a trained character, and we're going to tell some stories and juggle some stuff, and I might balance some stuff on my face. It's going to be fun.
Will my boy Good News Gus be there?
Yep.
It's my favorite puppet.
Yep. There to spread some good news. If you guys have good news and want to share it, come on down. Check it out.
I love it so much.
It'll be really fun.
Who's your train character?
It's basically me in overalls.
I've seen the show, and he does an excellent job.
and the train conductor loses his engine and the whole train. And we go through a bunch of different suitcases that are still left over. And in each suitcase is a different story or a different character and a different. And then we kind of put it all together by the end. It's really fun.
That's so cool.
You are doing God's work.
Not
I
mean.
Love this so much.
No, I mean.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. See you guys soon.
Bye, buddy.
All right. Let's just grab one real quick. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Jackie again.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm just sitting down taking a break besides getting back with you on the phone.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
I'm just going to be reading a book and cleaning stuff and putting things away because I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What book are you reading?
I really want to go to this guy's show. You had a ticket or two, please?
It's free.
Oh, my gosh. I love seeing you there. Oh, you just made my day.
All right.
You made ours.
All right, Jackie.
Producer Dan, how about you? What are you into this weekend?
Jackie's going to be tough to top, but I'll give it a shot. So today is actually mine and my girlfriend Kaylee's 1-year anniversary.
Hey.
So happy anniversary to her. I'm a
happy
lucky
anniversary.
Man. And after the show ends, she took a half day from school today, and we are going to jet set down to Philadelphia for the long weekend.
Let's go.
She has never been before. And it was a lot cheaper than New York for
the
this weekend.
The city of brotherly love.
Yep.
And we're leaving today
yeah.
in a couple hours, and
yeah.
we have zero things planned.
I think that's the best way
to
do
not
it.
I mean, not a thing.
Best way to do it.
Philly's just like Boston. It'll be easy for you to figure out. Everything's walkable. You're going to love it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe we'll go do like the Muter Museum where it has all like the oddities. And
I was there last time I was there. It is a wild
You know,
space.
The hard thing about Philly, Dan, is you're going to be there and you're going to love it, which is going to be so conflicting. Because Philly fans are absolute garbage.
I can love the city and hate their sports teams.
Right, right.
Like it's very easy. Yeah. We can do both.
I might run up the Rocky Steps, or I might run halfway up the Rocky Steps and then
That's
go.
A lot of steps.
Oh, my God. He made it look so easy in the movie.
It's a good thing the statue's at the bottom.
Yeah.
It is.
She called me last night, actually. She's like, so we've never taken a road trip together before, and it's going to be like a five-hour drive.
Kaylee, please keep a little video audio diary of your travels, please. Thank you, friend.
She's like, can we maybe plan out what we're going to do on the drive? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, podcasts maybe or music. I was like, well, we're not going to listen to true crime podcasts and Taylor Swift for 5 hours because I can't do it.
Okay, 4.5.
may the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. So if you have any recommendations for cool things to do in Philadelphia, I need them. Because I procrastinated now. And
well, Tony, going out to Dan and Kaylee. Let's go.
1 year anniversary, babe. We made it. She put up with me for 365 days.
I know you don't know anything about this, Dan.
It sounds like a lot of babies were made in the mid-80s to this song, man.
It was 90s, but okay.
Okay, well, it sounds old.
I suggest that you say to Kaylee, you just listen to 90s R&B for 5 hours.
Be a real smooth ride down to Philadelphia. This goes out to a very special lady. It's a kindergarten teacher.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.